Okay, it is really my honor and pleasure to introduce our last speaker, who is Mr. Ben Pate, who I've got to know a tiny bit on the Fediverse, and through events like Fedi Forum, and his general enthusiasm for making cool stuff to solve problems, which I think is something that a lot of us relate to. So, Ben, you are the final speaker of the longest social web dev room day that we've had at FOSDEM.
Yeah.
I believe it may also be your first time in this part of the world.
The whole continent, yeah.
Yeah, so really warm welcome, please, everybody, to for Ben. I'll leave it to him.
Thank you.
James is timing.
Okay, awesome. Hi, I'm Ben. I'm doing a bunch of stuff. I'm working on a whole bunch of projects, and it doesn't all make sense when I try to explain it. So this presentation kind of is going to wander a lot, and I apologize, but I know it's going to come back around eventually in the end, and I hope it makes sense to you guys, because it makes sense to me when I go to sleep. I'm the creator of Emissary, which is a Fediverse server. It's open source. Anyone can install it. And Emissary is the platform that other services can run on top of, and I'll show you a couple of those. The news of the world is dark, and I put that directly in the hands of social media and the internet. And you know, the good thing about going last in a day like this is everyone's already said all the cool things. I can just kind of put them together a little bit. I really think that distributed networks are the way out, and so this is my way out. This is the one thing I'm going to work on for my whole life, because I need to feel like I'm doing something to make things better. There's a scene in Lord of the Rings where Frodo has just been, oh, we all speak High Elvish here? Yeah. Okay, good. Sindarin. I'll translate for the normies, but I figured that there's this one scene where Frodo has just been given this horrible task, and he's like, I don't want to do this. And Gandalf says, well, we don't really get to choose, but we can choose what we do with the time that's given us. And so that is what I want to do. I want to choose what I'm going to do with the time that's given me. This is another thing that really sticks in my head a lot. I went out and counted, not everybody, but I went to Google, and there's 8 billion people. And so when I look at what I want to do with the time that's given me, is I think that the Fediverse should serve everybody. And thank you for clapping so much, because that's not always met with like cheers. There's a lot of people who have really good reasons to want to keep things small. They came here. I feel like we're a network of misfits and outcasts, and you know, as I am as well. But to the people who say that we want to keep it small, I say no. It needs to be big, because you can't just make something beautiful and then keep it to yourself. You know, if this is worth what we say it's worth, if it is as good and the force for change that we want it to be, then it has to be available to everybody. We can't afford to just serve 1% of the population. And at this point right now, if every Fediverse server in the world 10 times its number of users, we would serve maybe 1% of the population. That's not enough. So what do we do? This is a model for the technology adoption cycle. It's pretty well understood that how people come into using any sort of new technology. There's this thing called the chasm, which basically represents this idea that different groups of people need different things out of every new kind of technology. And in Fediverse terms, the innovators are you guys. And then the next group of people coming down the line wanting to use this, they're going to need different things out of the software than what you need out of it. Innovators fall in love with the technology themselves, but early adopters, they look for, you know, new stuff, but I got to have a good use case for it. So what's preventing the Fediverse from crossing that chasm? Fortunately, we've seen many other software packages, platforms that don't cross the chasm. I asked Google, why did you fail? And the answers were the same across the board for all of these, and I double-clicked it so you missed my cool animation. But they all failed for the same four reasons: low user engagement, user experience issues, lack of a killer feature, and operational failures. I want to focus on the first three because I'm so short of time. I'm already like 5 minutes behind. But if we put these into a little chart and we say, well, what can we do about each one of these things? Here's my proposal. I think user engagement requires compelling content. There's also relationships and are my friends there and everything else, but they've got to have a reason to come to this network. And I think that user experience is something that people are going to judge across the entire Fediverse. User experience isn't just what color of blue are you using for your button, but it is how do I get from point A to point B? And killer features have to be something that the big networks can't replicate. It's a fundamental structural thing that they can't do because they're always going to outgun us. They're always going to have more people and resources and time and everything else. So we have to come up with something that fundamentally a centralized network can't do. So I feel like I know about this a little bit. I didn't talk too much about my projects yet, but Bandwagon is a site for musicians to post their content. And through Bandwagon, I talk to hundreds of musicians, and they all have really the same thing. They want to sell their stuff online. They're working, maybe they just want to pay for the new guitar, maybe they're trying to make this their side gig, but they need to be able to pay, or they need to be able to sell their work in a place that's designed for them, that isn't going to charge them too much for it and isn't gonna go down that enchantification rabbit hole. And whenever I mention money on the Fediverse, someone says that, you know, this isn't the place for that. But the thing is, it's not about is money on the Fediverse or not. It's more about how do we put money on the Fediverse. We already have plenty of ways to pay for things and buy things, everything else, but can we do it in a way that respects people at an individual level and doesn't put the profits for the platform first? When I talk about being judged as a single ecosystem, what I mean is this. In the early 2000s, Jacob Nielsen was the monotheistic deity of all of web, all of user experience. And he said that it's a really simple idea, but users' expectations for your website are formed on other websites. They don't come to your website and want to read the manual, right? And that really hasn't changed. So I think that that same thing applies to the Fediverse, but when people come to the Fediverse, their expectations are formed out there, not on your Fediverse app, not on the client, not on your website. Everything that happens on the web starts out there and then maybe comes to you if you do the right thing. But you can't start with the experience being here or else that user experience dies. I couldn't see the person, but I hope that they're still here. Someone was asking about share buttons. Share buttons and signups and all these things, they've come up several times through the day. I went to share this to get their buttons, just as an example of it, and they've even got Dig on there. I don't think that the new platform has launched. They've got this thing called Plurk. You people know that?
Yeah.
The hell is Plurk? I will derail the whole conversation, but what is... Okay.
It was a social network where stuff didn't go up and down. It goes left side to side.
That was the killer feature? All right. And this... I'll bring it... This is why Emissary exists, because someone wants a side-to-side feed. But... If I can't do this with the Fediverse, and this has already been pretty well described and documented, getting something to share or like on the Fediverse from where I already am out on the website, that's very difficult to do. Fortunately, there's this brilliant software developer in the United States. He has been working on something that So activity intents are my attempt to fix this. And activity intents basically are a way for a server to publish, here's a list of the things that you can get to remotely. And then a client out on the web can post a link, that posts that little button that gets me back to the right place on my own server. I don't have to worry about OAuth connections or any other additional APIs. All the interaction happens on my home server, but Activity Intents connects those things together so that I can get where I need to be. Activity Intents is just an example of connecting the Fediverse more tightly together. This same idea applies for search, discovery, conversations, all of that stuff. We have to behave like a single organism, not like many interconnected individuals. The last thing on our checklist is it must be a strategic advantage. And I think that the most strategic advantage we have on the Fediverse is that you're not stuck. You shouldn't be stuck on one particular instance. All the corporate for-profit networks, they need you to stay on their thing to see their ads and to pay them more money. I don't care if you're using my software or my servers. I just want you on the Fediverse because that is a part of the solution I'm working for. There's a bunch of other things that I think that we can do. I think that we can do a better job serving micro-communities with targeted applications. I think that the Fediverse has an opportunity to be something like a universal inbox. And I think we're always going to do a better job of credibility, trust, and safety. But to go back into the freedom to leave, we have this technology right now. We can do this right now, but just people aren't quite implementing it yet. The W3C is working on the LoLa data portability standard, which allows you to pick up your whole profile, all your friends, and move over here to a new server. And if we can get that implemented, I will have QR codes and stuff for you at the end. Get out your cameras in a minute. But if we can get that implemented, then we have a strategic advantage that prevents enchantification and actually helps solve the instance chooser sign-up situation where I come in, I don't know where to go. Well, here's a list of 15 servers in your country. With LoLa, all you have to do is start somewhere, anywhere. It doesn't matter. You can always move to the server that matches you better when you figure out this whole thing. So that's my checklist. That's what I think would make the Fediverse more competitive and help us to grow in this area. Bring creators, avoid the pitfalls of the past, make lightweight apps for micro communities, Activity Intents, FEP 3B08, please implement it. Better search and discovery tools, being able to move from server to server, unified inbox for small digital spaces, and better trust and safety. So now let me take a second and show you what I'm doing with the time that I have. The ActivityPub, the Fediverse story usually goes something like, ActivityPub is the core. We've got Mastodon does that for microblogs. PeerTube adds something else for video. And then PixelFed adds something for photos. You can do articles with Write Freely. But I keep hitting double buttons, I'm sorry. But how much is in the middle? How much is like redone again and again and again? And this is what Fedify is trying to solve. This is what Bonfire is trying to solve. Can we do something that is a little more flexible? Because these applications take a lot of extra stuff. There is so much in the middle of there. It takes years to build these applications. And so when you start looking at it in those terms, can't we do something that combines all of these together that maybe doesn't do everything that each one does, but gives us enough of a core that we have something we can build customizations on top of? And that's the primary work that I'm doing. It's called Emissary. And I've built several test apps, example apps, and I want to show you a couple of those. Bandwagon is, as I said, it's a site for musicians to post their music. Ooh. And right? And everyone has brought tremendous creativity to this. I'm blown away. And in really good Fediverse style, there's some wacky stuff, but people can bring all sorts of music and creativity to the Fediverse. You can share and like online. Bandwagon has a really cool search engine that doesn't just let you look for music, but it lets you here, let's search for metal. It lets you follow those search results as an activity intent. So right here, I can click this button, and then I will get, essentially, a pop-up that says, do you want to follow this? And you'll get, anytime someone posts on that tag, you'll get those results in your newsfeed. Bandwagon also works with the IndieBeat, which... Go Kirsten! Kirsten is a complete rock star, and I'm sad that she couldn't come all the way across the ocean to be here, but the IndieBeat Radio is a radio station that's playing music that was opted in by Bandwagon artists. And they even just released a IndieBeat TV, so now they're doing music videos as well. That's Bandwagon. Then I did Atlas Maps, which is a social mapping app that lets you annotate different places in time and space in the world. I made a demo here of, this is Boulder. Is that the bookstore? Oh, that's Trident. Trident is the best, most hippiest bookstore in all of Boulder. Here's another one. But I can go and put annotations on the map and then share that with my friends. The coolest thing about Atlas Maps is I built this in 6 weeks. And most of that time was actually spent building in a whole bunch of new geolocation services that I hadn't had to use before. So it uses the same federated search engine that I have in Bandwagon. It just looks different because now it's all displayed in a different UX on the map. And then I can even share search results in a QR code with a friend, and then they can look at that and follow themselves in this particular place and time. I was also building something called QWERTYlicious, which is going to be something like Patreon or Substack, where you can subscribe to a person, and using the same payment processing that we have in Bandwagon, you can actually buy a premiere feed from that. But then Evan here, we'll talk about that. I think you get the idea. Emissary is one server that does many, many things, and each one of those is programmable. I can basically post anything I want on a GitHub and then download that into my Emissary and use those templates. It's mostly programming, but it's programming inside of a very tight box. And so I'm trying to make it so that we don't have runaway plugins or processes that we can't